and his son Kevin.
You know, and that's an indigenous music. I know the people, even the Maltese people. Oh no, they've not kept Anna music alive, have they?
And do you know how why it nearly died? I've just worked. It sounds like a BBC connection. I blame Andy Kershaw.
Oh,
and you
course.
Know why?
Why?
Because if you take an alphabetical list of all the countries in the world, the one immediately before Malta is the one where Andy obviously decided. Right, I know enough about music now. If you listen to any of Andy's shows the last 5 years, always
I know enough
to,
about music.
Yeah, now. He does because he always says. And I've been on tour. I won't do more all the accent, but you'll understand when I get to the end of this.
Yeah.
I've been around and about, and I found some lovely new musicians, some lovely new records from Mali. He always goes to Mali.
Yes, he does go to Mali.
And he drew a line under Mali, and we never got to Malta. And that's
never,
why it nearly died.
Thank God, Radio 3 gave us a little of this. The guitarist has got a great shape, huh?
I played you the Bahamian folk singer Joseph Spence, haven't I?
Of course, Joseph Spence.
And he plays guitar very out of tune.
But there's something
brackets drunk.
Yeah,
but that's another level.